Hey everybody, Rob Mauer here. Happy Friday. Today we have some new updates on Giga Berlin. We also have some new test videos of the Cybertruck, a little bit of new insight on GM's crews and the situation that they're in right now, and a couple other items as well. Overall though, pretty quiet news day, should be another pretty quick one today. Tesla up 0.2% on the day to close the week at $219.96, while the NASDAQ was up 1.4% on the day today. So a bit of an underperformance for Tesla and really a strong run here for the NASDAQ. Actually, the best five-day streak, so best week for the NASDAQ since January. So it follows a couple, you know, we had a couple of periods last week where we had a couple of poor two-day stretches for the NASDAQ, but it has rebounded quite strongly. So the trend that we've seen for Tesla over the last few days, I think mostly macro-driven, as much as I would love that it was driven more by Tesla, that seems to be the case. All right, getting into the updates on Giga Berlin, Elon posted on X that he's at Giga Berlin today to congratulate the team on their excellent progress. The factory looks amazing. We are going to cover all the concrete with art. So we've seen a little bit of that already at Giga Berlin, but more interestingly, we also got a report from GF4 Tesla on X that Elon at the visit today announced that Giga Berlin will be building a 25,000 euro, roughly $26,000 Tesla at Giga Berlin. So this is just being reported by this account. We don't know if this is verified or not. There are a lot of outlets picking this up today, but most of it all just, or I guess all of it seems to just come back to this sole post. So worth keeping that in mind. That being said, I don't find this surprising at all. I kind of always assumed that this would be the case. If we look at where Giga Berlin is at right now, Tesla seems to be holding it around 250,000 per year capacity for the Model Y. But at the same time, they're filing expansion plans to grow that capacity up to 1 million. There have been reports in the past during the initial stages of Giga Berlin planning that would eventually scale up to 2 million vehicles per year. You're not going to get to 2 million a year with the current generation of vehicles. You're going to have to go down market a little bit. So not surprising to see Tesla move in that direction. I think that's probably been part of the plans for a long time. Nevertheless, if Elon is talking to factory workers about that, that's probably a positive step forward. And then RBB24 today reporting that while Elon was here, they also raised wages for employees by about 4%. This had been previously reported, I think, by Reuters that this was coming, so no surprise there. But it sounds like they're also then going to be increasing annual salaries in February by another 2,500 euros. So over the course of 1.5 years, it would result in roughly 18% increase in wages. So obviously, as we've seen UAW action, there's been pressure from IG Metal. We've seen some possible strikes happening in Sweden. I think these wage pressures are pretty consistent worldwide, and Tesla responding here. Although not necessarily responding, they actually said that the assertions that there is a connection between Tesla's salary adjustments and trade union activities are devoid of any truth, according to RBB. So we've talked about this before, whether or not this is a response or whether the unions are kind of just timing it up in terms of their efforts to make it look more like a response, or it's just all sort of coincidental with the calendar. Either way, wage increases, and I think we'll continue to be some pressure on that as a result of the UAW contracts and, of course, inflation as well. So nevertheless, update on that for Giga Berlin today. The other Tesla news is there was a Cybertruck that was spotted out in the Hermosa Beach area in California. One of the people here that's talking with these bystanders is actually a Top Gear person. So Top Gear had the Cybertruck out. They did some testing on it. It looks like they did a little bit of reviewing of it actually as well. So probably preparing for that for, I would assume, an embargoed release that will happen around the time of the Cybertruck delivery event. So I would imagine if Top Gear's got this, I'm sure others like Motor Trend would have similar access as well prior to that event. So hopefully that means we'll sync that up with a lot of media coverage. There would, of course, be a ton of that anyway, but if there can be these initial reviews as well, that should be pretty exciting. And then they did also use the front trunk here. So you can see that in action. We had seen a little bit lower quality video of this, but the powered nature of that, although we don't get to see it close, you can see it raise a little bit. So always fun to see it more on the Cybertruck. That was kind of it for Tesla specific stuff, but an update here. The EPA last week launched a competition for anybody to create a video promoting electric vehicles, as well as a couple other categories, personal mobility, electric buses, with top prizes of up to $3,000 for first place. These videos, I think, need to be 1 to 2 minutes long, really just with the intent of promoting these things. So not too dissimilar from what we've seen from Tesla before with Project Loveday, if any of you guys remember that. But the EPA says that video winners might be featured on the agency's website and social media channels. I would assume that that would kind of be the intent of it. I don't think the EPA is going to run like a national advertising commercial or anything like that, but nevertheless, kind of an interesting contest there, and we'll see what comes out of that when that contest wraps up. I'm not sure of the date of that, if that's disclosed here. Early 2024. And then the next thing is an update, or I guess a report on the status for Cruise. Of course, we've talked before about the suspension for, you know, from the DMV in San Francisco. About half of Cruise's vehicles were there. They have then suspended operations for the remaining half of the fleet subsequently following that. So we've got a report from the New York Times talking about a company or a Cruise company update from their CEO that happened earlier this week. And according to these employees, he said that they did not know when they could start operations again. Layoffs for Cruise could be coming, according to two employees at that meeting. So no surprise there that they don't know. And of course, if the business stays stalled for a long time, although as we talked about before, the revenue is not actually all that significant in terms of the overall business performance, since they're losing so much more money beyond just the revenue. When the business is paused, of course, that's going to just put some pressure on it, even if it is just from shareholders and things of that nature for GM. So we'll see what happens there. And then actually a couple of other interesting insights from this. According to sources, so, you know, we don't know how verifiable or accurate this information is, but according to sources, each Cruise vehicle costs about $150,000 to $200,000 a piece. They've got about 400 of those, so that's $80 million. Obviously, their losses each quarter are well beyond that, so this is just talking about the cost of the hardware, I believe, which obviously those would be quite expensive relative to a Tesla vehicle, which, although capabilities would be a little bit different, Tesla's costs much closer to $30,000 for a vehicle that has potentially similar functionality. So that's an interesting data point. And then they do talk about the remote driver capabilities. They say that these vehicles that they have operating were supported by 1.5 workers per vehicle. Now that could just mean they've got 400 cars, 600 workers in terms of these remote operators. We don't know the exact number of that again, but it is interesting to get a look at that sort of a ratio, because obviously the point of these cars is to replace a driver. If you're replacing a driver with 1.5 others, the math doesn't really work out on that. Of course, that will change over time, or presumably would change over time as things scaled. Nevertheless, interesting to see that ratio right now. And then apparently the workers intervened to assist the Cruise vehicles every 2.5 to 5 miles. So if you're talking about remote intervention that frequently, that is quite high, probably quite higher than a lot of people would have assumed. I don't know what Tesla's rate would be if we were to just drop Tesla vehicles in this sort of exact same scenario. My guess is it probably wouldn't be super far off of that, but would depend on the driving domain, which is something else to consider. These are limited in terms of what their capabilities are and the things that they're doing and the streets that they're going on and things like that. But regardless, if this ratio is accurate, that's a long way to go from being able to, you know, improve this type of ratio and make these things more cash sustainable. So a couple of interesting data points there on Cruise. And then the last couple of things, we got an update from Elon on XAI. We had talked earlier this week about a couple of trademarks that had popped up for them. Elon saying that early this morning, XAI will release the first AI to a select group. In some important respects, it is the best that currently exists. So I don't know what this select group will be. We'll keep an eye out, see if we hear anything more about that, but definitely an interesting milestone there for XAI. And then lastly, just a quick look at the calendar. Not a whole lot here. We do have a back-to-back double-decker, I guess, here for Fed Chairman Jerome Powell speaking on Wednesday and Thursday next week. I'm not sure how what those events are specifically, but we'll keep an eye on that. And then just personally, I do have a wedding out of the country on Sunday, so I'm going to be traveling for that and then likely missing Monday and Tuesday's episodes. Should be back on Wednesday. So apologies for that. And then actually the next week, unfortunate timing, I do have a conference the following Monday and Tuesday. So the next 2 weeks are probably going to be Wednesday through Friday schedules. But we'll see if anything crazy happens during those periods. And if needed, maybe you can hop on quickly. So keep that in mind, but that'll wrap it up for today. As always, thank you for listening. Make sure you're subscribed and signed up for notifications. You can also find me on X at Tesla Podcast. And we'll see you on Wednesday for the November 8th episode of Tesla Daily. Thank you.